So Tobit's going to read you, guide you through a script.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to give you a very simple demo, and then we'll have you...
Yeah, basically just real quick, I'm just going to show you
mm-hmm.
the tool.
Okay.
I'm not really going to show you too much because we want to test you on, or test
uh-huh,
this guy. So, okay, so, here's the bookkeeping, and here's the metadata, and... the active metadata section, and then we have the preview. We have the cognitive learning section as well. Same thing, metadata, the active section, and the preview stays out there. Instructor notes, the same thing, metadata over here, and the active metadata here in the middle of the screen. And so, we're going to run you through scenarios. So, we want to encourage you to think aloud as much as possible as we're running you through this.
Okay.
You know, tell us what you're thinking or why you're going a certain place. And, you know, and if you're stuck, please let us know. And I'll run you through the first scenario. We want you to pretend, put yourself in these places.
Okay.
Like you're in this, okay. So, you're in the process of creating a quiz activity. And you want to tag it with some basic metadata. The metadata tagging tool places you in the bookkeeping metadata section by default. Task one, in order to tag the quiz with metadata, you need to first find the metadata form associated with a quiz activity.
So somewhere else is my quiz, and I'm half authored with it right now. Like I've got a question or two authored.
You haven't authored anything yet. And
so I've just
the last step is authoring, which you haven't got.
So I said I wanted to make a quiz, and it took me to here. So this is the authoring page as well. This is the only page that's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to first do some metadata. I want to put quiz metadata on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Like.
Okay, well.
What kind of metadata?
We'll guide you through in a minute. The first
I just have to find.
The first step is to find the metadata form associated with a quiz activity.
Metadata form associated with acquisition, bookkeeping, cognitive learning, topics, instructor notes, object. Okay. With a quiz activity. Quiz. Go.
Okay.
That was bookkeeping.
Okay, so you notice the, let me see. Okay, so you notice the default form for your quiz activity does not contain all the metadata that you want to enter.
Have my clients before. I'm Mark Hopkins.
Add the desired metadata tag description to complete the quiz form.
I want to add rights.
Okay. And the last step.
Too many clicks. Take away that update button and just automatically put it there.
Sure. Okay.
Well, you want me to talk, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
actually,
absolutely.
This
more.
Is something I'm planning to do next.
Okay. I added a rights metadata.
Okay. Enter the data description and save this metadata.
Okay. It's got language there. Huh, now it's disappeared. Anyway, it's a prototype.
Okay.
Okay, so,
sorry. Tell me what else, dude.
Okay, well, that was kind of the first scenario, so
okay.
I don't know how much you can,
I did
can
it.
Elaborate on...
On what I just did?
Yeah, what you saw or what you thought of it.
What I saw or thought of it. I mean,
yeah.
It was fine. I'm totally confused by these buttons again.
Mm-hmm.
The wizard steps. Still.
Okay.
But I understand this.
Okay.
And I hate, like, having to click save and update.
Right.
And go.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because there's two clicks.
Right.
Here, click there.
Mm-hmm.
And drag here, click there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of it, Nathan. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I didn't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else regarding
this page? Okay. I like the preview in the in this to be in sync, but this seems like they're not really.
Okay. Alrighty. So alright.
What's next?
Okay, so scenario two.
Okay.
you want to attach a note to an authored quiz indicating to your TA that the quiz needs to be edited so it is more suitable for international students. So task one is the first.
You want to note something to the TA. That would be an instructor note, I think.
Okay, so, alright, so you took care of task one. task two, once you find the area that allows you to add your note, attach the proper metadata tag and corresponding note. Revise this quiz so that it's international student friendly.
Looks like
and then
done.
Save this metadata.
Need to edit. Did it. Save.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add about this particular area?
Personal note. Need to fix. Need to edit. So there's personal notes. And it should be need to edit. Okay, so there's always personal notes.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Okay.
I think I did it now, for real.
Okay. Did you like it? Did you hate it?
I was confused about this a little bit. No, it's fine. But the personal notes versus these was confusing.
Okay.
Might be nice to know what this is. I mean, over here, these are all... These are all fields, but here these are Boolean tags, yes, you know, on or off, and there's a field, you know, so I thought this was, there was only one selected here, need to edit, I thought that was this one. I thought it already had need to edit, because need to edit was that.
Okay.
So, that was a little weird. A little weird.
Alright.
Need to edit's going on. There are some bugs here, too.
Right.
But you know that.
Mm.
Yep. Okay, so the last scenario. You have just authored a quiz and want to attach information regarding the areas of software development that is being tested through this activity.
Okay.
Specifically, you want to indicate that the quiz tests students on their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified within a given problem. So task one is to first find the section of the metadata tagging tool that will allow you to attach this type of metadata to your quiz.
Okay, so I have to, so tell me again what
okay.
I have to attach.
You want to indicate that the quiz tests students on their ability.
So what the quiz tests, okay.
On their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified within a given problem.
I totally understand. Okay, that's fine. Debugging or something. Okay, so I need to attach a metadata saying what this quiz tests.
Mm-hmm.
Bank, bookkeeping, learning goal. Tell me what I'm trying to say that I won't get it exactly right, but this quiz is testing whether someone knows how to find the right piece of part of a code, part of a program.
Yeah,
evaluation.
Yeah, you want to indicate that the quiz that the quiz tests students on their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified within a given problem. And so,
there.
Okay. So I guess, like, that was, you pretty much did the first task, which was find the area.
Okay.
Now the task two. Now that you have found the area for tagging this information, you need to tag the activity with indicate what to modify and attach a corresponding note and save the metadata.
I need to tag the activity with quote.
Indicate with a tag, indicate what to modify and attach a corresponding note.
Indicate what to modify. Update. You sure it's not this other one? I don't have likely sources of errors, whatever. All right. Indicate what to modify. Attach a note. Nice if these instructor notes, the Boolean ones, looked a little better.
Yeah.
I kind of like this bullet thing. I don't know if it's going to take too long, too big in the preview.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was scenario three. Item, do you have anything to add about this particular section of the tool?
No, but, you know, it could have been learning goals. It could have been debugging, identify likely sources of error, it could have been modification, indicate what to modify, could have been a lot of things, it could have been testing, you know, these are going to overlap a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is topic? Topic. Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, that was it for the testing script. I don't know if you have any more to say about this particular area anymore.
About
cognitive learning or, you know, anything.
About anything?
Yeah.
Are we going to keep doing stuff after this, or are we almost done?
We want to run you through some general questions.
Okay.
We want you to rank.
I still
you need to do the putting in.
Yeah.
I still understand these arrows.
Okay. Yeah, we do have some
follow-up questions. That feature doesn't work yet. we're working on that. I mean,
how did you do that? How did you make that not work? You had to, like, do extra work to make that happen. Okay. These boxes, yeah, these bins, don't understand so well. But, all right.
Alright, so we have a questionnaire, it's sort of a ranking that we'd like
this
to have you circle.
Okay.
This is the last stage. I mean, almost.
Yeah, we're pretty much almost
done. Yeah, that's fine.
Just a few questions, I hope.
Yeah, okay. I found metadata tagging tool intuitive and easy to use. Overall, huh? Yes, and no. I think the metadata tagging tool will be valuable for both instructors and... Do you want me to talk out loud?
Yes.
Yeah. We do have some other... We have some follow-up questions about, you know, the overall
afterwards,
so you can elaborate.
After I'm done with this.
Yeah.
So I don't have to talk out loud with this, is what you're saying.
You don't have to, but you can if you'd like.
Okay.
It would help us out.
I think the metadata tagging tool will be valuable for both instructors and TAs. Yeah, of course. I think the metadata tagging tool will be useful for future New Year's WCYs. Sure. Well, I think the metadata tagging tool will be easy to use for future New Year's UCYs. You know, I'm neutral about that. I think the metadata tagging tool is an improvement or usually, yeah, well, I agree. I do not think that I can use the metadata tagging tool because there are key features missing.
You can be very completely honest about it. We won't feel bad. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, it's not that the features are missing so much as I'm just not going to use it anyway. I'm going to give a feature. But I would be neutral about that. I think the bookkeeping metadata section is a helpful feature. Bookkeeping versus cognitive learning. These are types of metadata. No, this is the least useful. The bookkeeping metadata, all the features I need to accomplish my task. I don't know. In the cognitive learning section, is better. Is a helpful feature, yes. Cognitive learning section contains all the features I would need to accomplish my task. Yeah. Somewhat agree. Too many categories. I think the personal notes is a helpful feature. Structured notes. Yeah, of course. I agree with that. I found the personal the preview section helpful. Agree, but buggy.
Okay. Okay, well.
I found the navigation bar. The navigation bar.
Did we
enter it? Did I make it? Yeah.
Okay.
I like the method in which the metadata tagging tool helped me select and tag my. Helped me select. I don't understand that question. What does it mean, helped me select? Oh, I agree. It's not cumbersome. I don't understand that question.
Wait, can you explain more about why you think the metadata tagging the process chain wasn't helpful?
Because I don't think it's just not a process like that.
Yeah.
These are not linear steps.
That's true.
And this is a step-like thing, and there's some overlaps between them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't go from one, you know, start here and go to the next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just sort of.
Right.
So how do you think we can improve it, or do you have any ideas how we can make this better? Because there's so many there's a lot of metadata, and they can be overwhelming. So we want to divide it up
uh-huh.
into different categories.
But it's not a wizard. I mean, I can understand dividing
right.
into categories, but it's not a do this first, do this next,
mm-hmm.
do this next. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Okay.
So we just have a few follow-up questions. What did you find most useful in the metadata tagging tool? If you found anything? you could be honest. We like it.
Most useful. I mean, it's nice that it's sort of a complete picture of that section. I think the preview is real good, too.
Okay, that's a feature that we are using. It's not intended to be there. It's just only for the prototype.
Oh.
When we test, like, say this on Clint, he won't say.
So you need to go back and reset it.
Yes.
Oops. So, Clint.
It's okay. I mean, you just made it simple for us that it's ready.
Okay. What did you find difficult or time-taking or confusing?
Well, the nav bar, mm-hmm. the wizard is was confusing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of when I wanted to do something, finding where it was that I wanted to do it, narrowing down to the specific piece of metadata, I thought was hard. Partially, I think the nav bar partially because it's overlapping.
Okay.
The clicking update, go, and save.
Right. Well, that's something that we pretty much do. Anything else? Okay. What do you think is not a useful or essential feature that you've seen?
Not a useful or essential feature. I can't think of any. Yeah, so those confirm buttons.
Right. Okay. Any suggestions to improve what you see?
I think I've said a bunch, haven't I? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think you'll use this tool?
No.
No.
I don't know. Give me one day, I'll use it. And just be honest.
Yeah, right.
I'll try. The times that I will enter metadata will be as a researcher, where I come in and sort of tag up everything. So I want to do batch processing. That's what I'll particularly use. But this is not a batch tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any closing? Any more comments?
No.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
Really helped out.